Mike Anderson, the district attorney in Harris County, Texas, says he's accepted an offer of 24-hour security for himself and his family. Other state officials are considering protection as the manhunt continues for the gunman who killed Kaufman County DA Mike McClelland and his wife Cynthia this past weekend, just months after McClelland's assistant DA Mark Hassey was also shot and killed. This morning, reporters asked Kaufman County's top elected official, Judge Bruce Wood, to speculate about any connection between the murders.
This is not just a random act. It would seem to me that there has to be some connection. I do know, based on what I have been told, that they have found no physical evidence that links the murders of Mr. and Ms. McClelland with the murder of Mark Hassey.
And no official is saying whether a white supremacist prison gang called the Aryan Brotherhood of Texas is responsible for the Texas murders, but it's what many people are thinking, especially after Colorado's top corrections official was killed last month by a member of a different white supremacist prison gang. Let's take a look with Mark Potok, senior fellow at the Southern Poverty Law Center. They track extremist groups. Mark, tell us more about the Aryan Brotherhood of Texas. Had you been tracking them?
Yeah, I mean, it's a large and incredibly violent group. It was formed in Texas back in the early 1980s and, in fact, has been responsible since that time for more than 100 murders and at least 10 kidnappings. They run methamphetamine and other drugs on quite a large scale and engage in all kinds of other criminal activities as well.
Well, and we know Texas officials were tracking them in Kaufman County, said to be swimming with ABT members, Aryan Brotherhood of Texas members, 2,600 in Texas prisons. And Texas had recently issued a report warning about them?
Yeah, it wasn't only that. I mean, there's been a series of cases brought against Aryan Brotherhood of Texas members, a real crackdown that culminated essentially in November of last year when there was a major federal indictment of 34 ABT members, including four of their quote-unquote generals, their leaders. In December, a month after those indictments were brought, the Texas Department of Public Safety issued a bulletin which went out to prosecutors all around the state warning them of retaliation that was being threatened by ABT. That's the predicate. And then just a few weeks later, on January 31st, Mark Hassey, the Kaufman County Assistant District Attorney, was really assassinated. It wasn't just a murder. I didn't say assassinated because he was going to work. He stepped out of his car. Was confronted by either one or two masked men wearing bulletproof vests who shot him dead without a word, collected their shell casings and drove off. And, you know, we've not seen them again.
Well, and people are wondering if we are seeing them again in the murder of DA Mike McClelland. Of course, Hassey was his deputy, and it's really chilling now to hear when Hassey was killed, McClelland calling out his killer, saying, "We're going to find you," and telling reporters, "You know, I carry a gun. I protect myself." Look, I mean,
yeah,
everybody's...
That's right. And Mike McClelland also at his news conference was very aggressive toward the Aryan brother, well, toward whoever the killers were. He didn't name ABT, but, you know, he called them scum. He said he would come and pull them out of whatever hole they were hiding in and so on. So absolutely, it looks like these are connected.
Well, but are they connected to the killing in Colorado? We know the suspect in that killing was then killed by police in Texas, just 100 miles from Kaufman County.
Well, that's the most intriguing part of this. The man who almost definitely murdered Tom Clements, the leader of the Colorado Department of Corrections, was a white supremacist prison gang member named Evan Ebel, who came out of Colorado. And when he was shot after a confrontation and shootout with police in North Texas, he was a mere 100 miles from Kaufman. That's the real solid thing that makes one wonder if there might not be a connection. We know also the FBI has said it's looking at possible links to the assassination of Tom Clements in Colorado and to the killings in Texas. You know, it bears, I think, mentioning that the events in Colorado also seem very much like a planned assassination. What it looks like happened was that on March 17th, this man, Evan Ebel, a member of something called the 211 crew, ordered a pizza, murdered the pizza delivery man, a man named Nathan Leon, took his uniform and the pizza that was delivered to him, and used that uniform in the pizza box 2 days later to approach the home of Tom Clements to ring the doorbell and then simply to assassinate him as he stood there.
But do we know about any connection between the two gangs? The suspect in the Colorado shooting was a member of the, as you said, the prison gang, the 211 crew. I mean, could these two Aryan supremacist gangs have met in prison?
We don't know if these are linked. Aryan Brotherhood of Texas operates largely in Texas and to a smaller extent in the surrounding states. The 211 crew operates only in Colorado. They were both involved in a drug trade that amounted to millions of dollars, and they are both facing major crackdowns from federal authorities in particular, state authorities as well. It seems conceivable that something was traded, but we certainly don't have any evidence to say that definitively.
So what do you take from this? Is this a group that's going the direction of the Mexican cartels, not afraid to kill public officials? Is this the last gasps of a group? Is this a group gaining strength, maybe reacting to gun control legislation?
I think the real lesson from this is it shows how incredibly brazen these gangs that used to be limited to the prisons have become. What has happened in the last several years is gangs that have for most of their lives been confined to the prison systems, whether federal or state systems, have increasingly been spilling out onto the streets. And they more and more look like mafia organizations, organizations that are not so much built around their white supremacist ideology, but really are fundamentally criminal enterprises that are spreading out beyond the prisons and into our communities. And now perhaps they've reached the point of actually assassinating criminal justice officials.
Mark Potok, senior fellow at the Southern Poverty Law Center. Mark, thanks as always.
A real pleasure.